This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's news police in Milan, Italy, have shot and killed a man authorities believe is the prime suspect in this week's attack on the Christmas market in Berlin. We'll be watching how that attack, as well as immigration and refugee policy, and as we're about to explain, energy policy, plays out during what will be a big year ahead for German politics. Marketplace's Mark Garrison is just back from Berlin with some background on some of the things German Chancellor Angela Merkel now has to consider.
Now, before the attacks, her party, the center-right CDU, was in a strong position, favored to come out on top. But Germany, of course, has a multi-party system, so it's not just a question of who wins the most votes, but how the other parties do and who gets together into the governing coalition. The wild card is the controversial right-wing populist party, Alternative for Germany, or AfD. They went after Merkel really hard following the Berlin attacks over her refugee policies. They have an anti-immigration message, and they've been growing and growing their support from basically nothing to around 14% in some national polls. Now, nobody's going to form a coalition with them, but they could pull enough votes to scramble the results.
We'll keep following this AfD party, but there is a connection to sustainable energy production in Germany?
So they're known for an anti-immigration message. Before that, during the euro crisis, they got some traction with a strong anti-European Union message. But a lesser-known piece of AfD that has interesting parallels to the U.S. is the inroads they make in German coal country. There are a lot of similarities, like in the U.S. Many coal miners are in unions and historically tended to vote with the party aligned with organized labor. So that's the Democrats in America, the center-left party in Germany. But in recent years, that's been changing some. Coal jobs have been lost, workers are frustrated, and there are concerns that Germany's coal country could support this upstart far-right party, which has also made some Trump-like comments about energy policy.
And you see lessons here beyond Germany?
Well, Germany's in the middle of this transition to cleaner energy. It invested a lot of money in that, seen some results. It gets to close to about a third of its electricity from renewable energy. That's much more than in America, more than double. Now, coal is still bigger in Germany, but the workers in the coal country, they see the trend. They worry about their jobs, their futures, and policymakers worry that they might be tempted by this far-right party. So there's this focus in making sure that as the energy transition happens, the workers who are affected, they're compensated, they're retrained, they're taken care of, because the rise of the far-right party is giving some new urgency to that question. And again, the German election is going to be interesting to watch for a lot of reasons, because after the U.S. election, after the Brexit vote, Germany is that next battleground for this question about what's the real feeling about globalization around the world.
Marketplace's Mark Garrison just back from Germany. Thank you.
Thank you.